Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world, trying to get the switchboard up and running. So, it's another Saturday morning. Let's see if we can get this doing what it's supposed to do. Just 1 second. Yes. I tell you, I got up this morning and time just went by very, very fast. There we go. Are we up now? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's good dynamics on Saturday morning. Let's see, we'll start this thing all over again, you know. To be honest with you, I was finished early this morning, and so I'm just moving around, having my coffee and enjoying myself and looking at the word, and all of a sudden I looked and saw where I got a text from Cynthia, and I thought, oh my goodness, didn't even see it, didn't hear it, and it was about 40 seconds before showtime. Yeah, I like to finish when I'm right on the money. When I get 10 or 15 minutes, I just get out there and forget what I'm doing, getting coffee and relaxing, thinking I got too much time on my hand. Usually I don't have that much time end up in the morning before I click on. Let's go to the phone this morning. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry I didn't see your text at the last minute, but thank God.
It's quite all right. I was able to accomplish what I needed to accomplish, so we're good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I really cannot complain about a thing. I am just absolutely wonderful. I just thank God. I'm excited with the new things that are happening and things that are happening now and things that we are doing in the next couple of weeks. That's just, every time I think about it, I just get excited on the inside, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
And just thank God.
Awesome.
Yeah, just thank
God.
Yeah,
I'm excited
thank
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, one second. Let me see. I get Deborah.
Okay.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
All right. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling much better. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You were those ladies like me. We like to talk. And Lord knows when something happens, we can't talk. You know, all kind of things jump off, and you can't explain yourself like you want to. I can just imagine, you know what I mean, that restraint. Oh, wait a minute now. Got something to say. I can't say it all real fast like I normally say, so y'all going to have to bear with me. Usually that's when somebody can get over on you because they know you can't answer quickly. But thank God that you're doing well. All right, well, this is Saturday morning. I tell you, we are beyond Thanksgiving, ladies. Can you believe it? It's amazing. We into the
the season where everybody gets to be real busy and into whatever it is that they need to get into to prepare for Christmas holiday. So, Deborah, would you mind saying the prayer for us this morning?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment, this opportunity to come on the show and say what you will have us to say. Lord, we thank you for a wonderful season, wonderful holiday yesterday, Thursday. We thank you for life. We thank you for everything that you're going to do. We ask that you would bless the audience, that you will go before us, ahead of us, through us, with us, to us, so we may minister to them and minister to ourselves as well. We ask that whatever it is that you would have us to say, Lord, that we would say without fear, without trembling, without any anxiety, that you will give us a spirit that will be calm and unified. We thank you. We love you. Just help us as you promised. So we may live. Our hope is in you. We trust you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Amen.
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 Yes. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do this morning, I'm going to do my commentary, and then I'll come back and, as usual, and pick up your comments as we find out what the Holy Spirit wants us to share today. It's an interesting topic. I'll be right back to you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is Saturday after Thanksgiving. I'm just trying to find my information here. I just want to say, you know, it's been an exciting time. God has really placed his hands on this ministry in a way that we could see his hands moving. We can hear the Holy Spirit as we always try to hear as we go from day to day. It just seems like we can see and hear clearer, if that makes sense to you. God has blessed us and has touched the ministry. There's some exciting things. We already have 2019 planned according to what God has shown us to do. It's not a lot of major events, but then a lot of small, intimate settings that we will be doing next year. And to me, I feel those are so important because you really get to hear a mother and daughter, not only the words that are coming out of their mouth, but to hear what they're not saying through their spirit and through the silence of the hidden secret. That's going to be our focus next year of actually just, if we don't help but one mother and daughter in all of next year, I think God would be pleased. That's the way we have to look at it. Let's just see if we can just help one, just one person. You know, if we could just focus on just one, when we help that one, then focus on helping another, not trying to save the world, because Jesus didn't save the world. He said, I didn't come to save the world. He came to share the good news. And then once you get that, then the world in itself, the people you will save, it will be saved individually and collectively. So our goal is to work on the projects that God asked us to work on, to do each one according to what he wants us to do, and whoever comes will be served. Well, I'm placing myself as a servant, and that's what I'm changing my title to, a servant. I don't need to be all these other things. I just need to be a servant and to serve whomever God placed in front of me with the instructions, following the instructions of the Holy Spirit, because each person comes with a different issue, different problem, different situation. As I'm blessed, be a blessing to someone else. So, and you may say, well, what were you before if you was a servant? Yes, I was a servant, but I never used that as a title. I never used it as, it was always Dr. Fletcher or, you know, I just feel like it just needs to be simple. Let me just serve and then do what God asked me to do. I'm not looking for frills and attention and all of these things that sometimes as humans we can get caught up into. I just want to be one person at a time. So we're going to do one mother and daughter at a time and just see what the Holy Spirit will do and how he takes care of that. We have starting off even the month of December, we are going back into the prison, the work release, Cynthia and myself, and we have a new administrator, Dr. Jean, and we're going to go in there and we're going to make our presentation to the ladies, and we're going to give them the invitation to complete what they, to start where they stop, let's just say it that way, to start where they stop with their education. We're going back in, and we had a graduation in August, and we had ladies that were in the prison system graduated with a associate or a bachelor's degree in Christian psychology and biblical studies. So that was our test run. We had the graduation. We saw how the system worked, and it's even better this year because we were granted a gift of, and I'll announce by whom as soon as we get all, we get everything together, that was donating the computers for us to use. So that way it's going to make it real easy for us to communicate, you know, through the internet, and they can, we can talk and have small groups wherever we are. And I'm just excited about that. So we're getting ready to start a new year of education at the Work Release Center there in Florida. And from that, you know, we are going to open it up for any woman, a mother and daughter that has started a college degree and for some reason couldn't finish, and we don't need to know the reason. You know, we know, if you think about it, there's so many reasons why a person start and stop. We don't care about that. We're going to take every credit that you have, look at your life, work, and give you credit for prior learning, and then we're going to create a module and put an end to it so that you can complete what you started and make it affordable that you can't say no unless you just don't want to do it. And we understand if you just don't want to do it. That's okay. We're looking for the ones that say, you know what, this is an opportunity. God is offering you this opportunity. Not Cynthia, myself, or Dr. Jean, or Angie, my daughter. You know, God is offering you this opportunity. Because you have in your heart, if I had just finished my education, I could have done this, I could have done that, I could have done the other. You know, that's an excuse. Something to hold you back, something that you can just, your intro conversations can beat you up about. So we're going to eliminate that for you if you want to. And with that being said, it would not be right for me to say, I didn't plan to say this. It just came out of my mouth, so I'm assuming God wanted me to say it. Because I wasn't about to talk about the school. I wouldn't have done that knowing that Cynthia is Dean Oliver is the dean. So I'm coming back to you, Cynthia. I call her Cynthia because we're so used to calling each other certain names, but it's Dean Oliver, and she's the dean of the school. God just placed on my heart to mention that we're getting ready to get the school up and running for the second year of classes. Do you have anything that you want to add to that?
Well, the only thing I want to add is that we're excited about this opportunity and the fact that we've been, I believe that this donation of computers is going to take us to the next level. This is corresponding plus online learning. And so I'm just excited, Dr. Fletcher, that God's timing has provided what we needed to go into the prison to do the recruitment with these computers. And it is something as small as a computer that can excite somebody. And so because oftentimes people don't think you're real college and whatever the case may be, but it's just those little things that God continues to allow us to that people are getting excited about what it is that we're doing, and I'm just excited about it. I can't wait to get in there on the 3rd and just see what God has in store for those who want to get their education. I'm always excited about education. I can talk all day about education because that's where I live. And so anytime we have the opportunity to increase somebody's life as it relates to knowledge, and not just knowledge but wisdom in God, I'm just all over it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we're excited, I'm telling you. And then we get to go on vacation, so that's a good thing. And then we come back, wrap it up, and then we're going to take a couple weeks off, be off for the end of the year, and then we'll come back in January, and we start the ball rolling. And not only are we doing that, we are actually doing some things with the ministry as well. You know, we're going to talk about, like I said, maybe next week we'll talk about the plans, release the plans for next year, the dates and what's going on, and people can come to the website and register, and I think everything is finalized, and we'll see what happens and take it from there. I'm excited about the entire of next year.
Yeah, so am I. I'm real excited. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Yes, I just wanted you to hear from the dean's mouth. You know, she's the dean of education, and I mean, doing a great job. I could not. You underline that, write it down, put parentheses around it. Could not have done it without Dean Oliver. It's you know, God put us together and gave us specific roles to play in order to do the creation of the Mother and Daughter Bible College. And we knew it was an assignment. Was it easy? No, it wasn't. Was it challenging? Yes, it was. Was it completed? Yes, it was. Was it victorious? Yes, it was. We saw the fruit from the seed. Women walking out of prison with a college degree. And we're not talking about just any old college degree. We're talking about we are accredited. God led us to the right place for accreditation. It all fell in place. All we had, when Cynthia and I got weak, we just propped each other up, and God just, we kept walking, and God had a plan, even down to the accreditation. He had the place, the people, everything in place. That's why I say, don't stop what you're doing. Just believe God. I don't care what it looks like. And yes, you're going to want to talk yourself out of it. And yes, you're going to want to say, oh, man, I can't do this. This is so hard. Stop, drop, and roll, and rest, and then get back up and keep going. You know, what else do you have to do? There's nothing else you have to do than to please God. Anything else, you're wasting your time. All right. So that's my feel on that this morning. And again, we have some newcomers coming on. I want to say good morning. I have good news. God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world. I'm talking about around the world. That's the wonders of his allowing the internet to be created, because he wanted us to connect. And the quickest way for most of us to connect is through the internet. You can send an email. You can send a text in a split second, the person has it. I don't care where they are around the world. Isn't that amazing? You know that's God. No one can create that kind of creativity but God. We are based on Ezekiel 16:44, and God says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. And again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table with my co-host, Cynthia Oliver, and our guest co-host is Deborah Taylor. Deborah's just about to be a regular because, I mean, she's here all the time on Saturday mornings, and we just appreciate it. We got to the point now we're spoiled. We are looking for her every Saturday morning. You know, in our minds, she is it. So we appreciate Deborah for joining us because she gives such wonderful wisdom and additives to what we're talking about. It's just like she comes in with that different twist, and it just amazes me. You know, it takes all of us to reach the many people that are out there. You know, I can't do it all by myself. Cynthia can't do it by herself. Deborah can't do it by herself. You know, but there's somebody out there is going to hear one of us, and we just appreciate that. And it's out there to be heard at 24 hours a day on our website at mdbn.org, mdbn.org. Our stimulating topic today is a solution to your mother and daughter problems. And I know somebody is saying, yay, a solution, a solution. And then they might say, well, how's she going to give me a solution to my problem? Dr. Bessie, you don't even know my problem. Now you're talking about you're going to give me a solution. Well, I have the solution. God gave it to me. And it's going to fit your problem. Just keep listening, and you're going to see there is a solution to your problem. There is but one problem, and there is but one solution, and that's what we're going to talk about today. All right? I love it. I can feel it right now. I can feel it. I hear the, like, what? You know, the conversations. I mean, I'm just feeling something tingling in my spirit because how does she know? She doesn't know. No, I don't, but God does. Now, how does that feel to you? All right, in the meantime, just text your friends if you're not driving or call them and tell them to join us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the show. And again, if you don't hear it, if they don't join us this morning, they can go to the website, mdbn.org, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and look for the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, and you will find the show. Of course, it's on my Facebook, Dr. Bessie Fletcher at Facebook, so you can pick it up. It's going to be, it's everywhere. Angie has it, I think iTunes, you name it, she's got it. So our stimulating topic again this morning is a solution to your mother and daughter problems. So get your pen and paper and your favorite drink and relax, and then we're going to go into this a little bit. And if you want to contact me at any time with a question or a discussion, you can reach me at Dr. Bessie 1. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number 1, at gmail.com. Last week our topic was, it's time. It was a great, great topic. Oh, my God, it was a great topic. It's time. That's the campaign that I'm on. And I just want to thank God. And as I said, I think I said it last week, but not I'll say it this week. You know, within the last couple of months or so, I've been invited to several television programs to talk about the book, to talk about the college. Cynthia and I both were on a television show, and we were talking about the college of graduation, and it led to some other things. And, you know, God has gave me an opportunity to write a column for the South Florida Times, which I call it our column because we all, you know, I write it and I don't just send it without the team looking at it. And we discuss it and then we send it off. Then all of a sudden for the last 2 weeks, I've been on tour and it just dawned on me. The Holy Spirit said, call those things that are not as though they are. I said, am I on tour? Yes, you are. So from those two television programs, you know, I've been asked to come back in March for the for a show, and then wanted me to go to a couple other shows and calling people, inviting people in to come talk to me about projects that they're doing while I was on tour. And I was like, Lord, this thing is unfolding right in front of my face, and so I'm excited because I'm looking at God, and I'm not doing anything. I remember the time when I would just try to call different companies or different organizations and say, can we, you know, partner together, and can we do some things together? And it never really worked out for me. You know, very few people was willing to do that because, you know, they're trying to stay focused on their own program, and I understand it now. So I just said, Lord, you know what, I'm just going to relax and just let you lead, and whatever you say, I'm just going to follow. And once I got into that mode of just, I'm not going to do anything, I'm just going to wait and listen on you, then God started blessing the ministry and showing, and it's just like all of a sudden I'm on a treadmill, and the treadmill started moving. And as I'm moving, I'm watching the people that I've met in the last 2 weeks. And, of course, God has blessed me, the ministry, with a wonderful RV, and I was driving it, and that was a part of my vision for the last year on my vision board. And people know, everybody know I've been talking about this RV for the last few years, you know, saying it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I knew when it came, when it showed up, I knew that was a part of the vision, because we are to take that. That's our church on wheels. And we are to take it and be mobile, because we are outreach marketplace ministers. So we are to go out throughout the world. And as far as that RV can take us, we will go out and we will minister to mothers and daughters as we reach them to meet new people. And I just love the group that I have right now. We are all women that love people, and we love to meet new people. And I just, God just put us, just a great little group together. Everybody just love people and excited. I don't feel any animosity, any jealous. We don't have any of that. I just like to say, my God, God is so awesome. He put us together, y'all. He put us together. And we're going to travel. We're going, I don't care if we set up tents. I'm going to buy some tents, and we're going to set up tents in the middle of nowhere and put a sign out, mother and daughter camp meeting tonight. Isn't that exciting? Just unexpected, just going and doing, and just see who the Holy Spirit will bring to us. So that's our year next year. That's a part of it, and it's an exciting thing. And I know when God showed up with that RV, I knew he was saying to me, as he said in my spirit, it is time. It is time to go out and gather them up. Now, as I was on the television on Monday night, Atlanta Live in Atlanta, Georgia, and they asked me what it meant by it is time. And I said, you know, God said it's time to gather up the mothers. He's been telling me this for a long time. He said, I want you to go get them and tell them to reach back and get their daughter. I mean, I probably said that 2 years ago. And God kept saying, I want you to go get them. And so when that RV showed up, I said, okay. He said, it is time. And when I drove off in that RV and went from North Carolina to Augusta, South Carolina, come back through Augusta, Georgia, back through all of the elements of Georgia, back to Atlanta, I can't even tell you the spirit. It was like I was floating on a cloud, because I know we're in the midst of what he wants us to do. Well, they asked me on Monday night, explain what that means, what's going to happen next. I said, I can't tell you what's going to happen next. I have no idea what's going to happen next. I just know God said it's time, and I'm doing the first steps that he's telling me to do, and that's why I'm sitting here. But what he's going to do when they all gathered up, when it all comes together, I have no clue. Only God knows. Our job is to do what he asks us to do, to follow the instruction. So that brings us to this week's stimulating topic for today, a solution to your mother and daughter problems. Now, what I'm doing now is looking at it this morning and saying, you know, Holy Spirit, what is it that, you know, what you want me to talk about? This is something that kind of came up yesterday when I was writing a column. And then all of a sudden I had a difficulty trying to write that column. I said, I never have difficulty writing a column. And I said, well, you know what, Lord? I mean, Holy Spirit, is this what you want me to do? You know, I don't want to get ahead of you, because I never, when he tells me to write something, I can't, my fingers can't move fast enough, and my brain trying to keep up, my fingers trying to keep up with my brain to write down what I'm feeling in my spirit. And sometimes it's just overflow. But yesterday I felt some hesitation, and so I said, you know what, maybe I'm moving ahead of you. I just turned off the computer and closed it down. And said, okay, when you get ready for me to write it, then I'll write it, because I feel like this is not, I'm not flowing with you. It's not the flow that I'm used to. So I listened, feelings in my spirit. Well, this morning when I got up, okay, what are we talking about? Do you know? He told me to sit down and write, and what did I write? Writing the same thing that I was writing on yesterday, but obviously he didn't want me to write it yesterday. It's just, I'm like, okay, I got it. I had about a half a page written, and it's like I couldn't go any further. And then this morning, here we go with some points and wording that will fit properly into what I started yesterday. Don't ask me. The Holy Spirit, he just wants you to listen and follow. And if you do, you'll be so excited because it's never a boring moment. And so today he's bringing it from John 13, 34 through 35. You know, when people say, you know, the solution, he says, well, how do you know you have the solution to my problem, Dr. Bessie? Because I'm going through something with my daughter, and she's this and she's that, and she doesn't listen, and I can't get her to do anything that I ask her to do. When I ask her to do, she does something different, and you know, I can't handle this attitude that she has, you know, just driving me insane. Whatever your problem is, or my daughter just won't talk to me, we're not talking. I mean, there's something that happened. And say, do you have, the question is, do you have a problem with your mother and daughter relationship? You first have to identify that. Because if you can't identify that you have a problem, then how can you fix something that you're not aware of? How can you deal with something if you don't think you have anything to deal with? If you answered yes, then you must ask yourself, who created the problem? Who created the problem? Now, when you ask a mother that question, she's not, 9 times out of 10, she's most likely going to say, my daughter. And if you ask the daughter, on the other hand, the daughter's going to say, my mother. Because no one is going to take the blame for the problem. First of all, it's hard for them to recognize that they have a problem because they have lived in this spirit for so long to it feels normal to them. And sometimes people have to say, do you recognize that you and your daughter have a problem? This is not a normal situation. Now, we're not going to get into what defines normal because normal is different to different people. But what is normal to God? That's the way we're going to, you know, let's bring it down that way. What's normal to God? So in my opinion, the problem created is a sum total of both the mother and the daughter. One created the action and the other the reaction. They may find themselves battling a conflict for months and even years, not knowing how to work it out. Because if you create something, it's going to be hard for you to dissolve it, to uncreate it. Because once you create it, you own it. It belongs to you. And anything that belongs to you, you are careful to maintain it, to nurture it, to protect it, keep it. So whoever created the problem, it's hard for you to see because you created it. It's like your hand and your arm. The hand is connected to your wrist, which is your connected to your arm and the elbow and then the shoulder, all the way up to the shoulder cuff there. All of these things are connected together. If the elbow decides that it's not going to move, the problem is created where? With the elbow. So then that makes it difficult for the arm to move or even the hand to have flexibility to go to the left, to the right, or up and down. But yet the hand getting the reaction from the action of the elbow. But the elbow probably don't know that it's the cause of the hand not moving. I hope this is a good enough example. But when you find out what's wrong with the elbow and correct that with whatever instructions are told to you, you need to do this, you need to exercise, you need to take this medication, you need to rub it down, do this for about 2 or 3 days, and then it's going to help. And then all of a sudden the elbow is feeling much better. It's loose and it's moving around, not having the pain. and your hand can bend back over to the shoulder, come back around your back all the way to the other side. You know, you can just, I mean, everything is moving good because what? You found out what was the solution and you followed the instructions. Well, I go back to what I said. A solution to your mother and daughter problem. God gave it to me. There's only one solution. And that is in John 13, 34 and 35. You got to follow the instructions. You got to follow the new command. He says, a new command I give to you. Love one another. And I'm going to stop right there. Love one another. One another. Not love some. Not love if you think about it. Love one another means to love each and every human being on this earth. Well, I don't know each and every human being, Dr. Bessie. No, you don't. You don't have to. God does. He wants you to follow instruction in your heart. No matter what you see on television, no matter who's saying what, you are to love each person as Christ loved you. He said, if you do that, then they will know, meaning the world, the people that you are in the midst of will know that you are a disciple of Christ. To be a disciple of Christ is to be like him. And his commandment is to love ye one another. So that's one of the solutions to your problem. I won't say one, that's the only solution to your problem. Because once you get love in place, love comes with a connector. And the connector is forgiveness. There's no way you can love someone, really love someone, the agape love, unconditional, without forgiveness. And even if you want to forgive someone, you gotta forgive them out of love. You can't forgive a person out of hate and expect to get the results that God wants you to have. Because when you forgive someone out of hate, you will say, I forgive them, but I'm not gonna forget it. Now that's hate. You can call it whatever you want. That is not love. Suppose Jesus said that about us. I forgive you, Bessie, but I'm not going to forget. Well, I'm doomed already. Hell-bound lake of fire. But salvation says, I will forgive you your sins and remember it no more. That's the Christ-like love. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're going to be living in unforgiveness. And you might miss Jesus. I can't say you will, you can't, but I'm telling you, you better do your very best to repent and ask for help and follow instruction. So by this, everyone will know, he said, that you are my disciple. But sometimes we have to forgive people when we know they're wrong. Doesn't matter. They don't know any better. Look at it. They don't know any better. That's why Jesus hung on the cross, said, forgive them, Father. For they know not what they do. Because in his mind he said, if they knew that I was Christ, if they knew that I am the Savior, if they knew I was your only begotten Son, if they knew I could say, I don't want to do this and you would take me back, if they knew, they would not do this. But because he knew, they did not know. They didn't know who he was. So he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He asked, he interceded for all those people that was piercing him in the side, that was spitting on him, put a thong on his head, and just, can you just imagine the stripes on his back, the humiliation that he took, the blood that he shed, and he looked up at the Father. and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Meaning, I forgive them, and I'm asking you to forgive. And everything that I ask, I know you hear me, and I know that you do it. So he knew what he asked. They were forgiven. So he's saying, I want you to love one another like I love you. We're not getting beaten with stripes. We're not getting pierced in the side. We're not being hung up on a cross. And we can't forget somebody because they said something. He didn't tell you to move in the house with them. He didn't tell you you had to talk to them every day. He didn't tell you you had to see them. He said, love them. And one thing about love is a spirit. Love resonates in your spirit. And I don't care what anybody has done to me. I don't care what I felt that was done to me. I love them. I came to that years ago. I can love you from afar. I'm going to do what Jesus asked me to do. If I don't ever see you until we get to heaven, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you because it's not about you. It's about me following the instruction that I was given. And that's the new commandment. Because he knows if you could get into love, everything else will be okay. And the solution to that is to recapture the love. With love, like I said, comes forgiveness. How can I get back to the love? You got to seek the manufacturer's manual. You got to read what he says about love and forgiveness. Then you got to follow the instructions for the best results. Now, if a manufacturer of a car, when you get that car, it says strictly when you open the gas tank, use unleaded only, gas only. Now, if you don't want to listen to the manufacturer of the car who made it, who knows how it's going to operate, who knows what it needs, if you just decide you want to do something different, then you're going to get something different. But the manufacturer says unleaded gas, and then you decide, no, they said alcohol is better than gas, so I'm going to use alcohol. Then when the car malfunctions, you want to go back to the manufacturer and say, something's wrong with this car, it doesn't work. And he says, well, did you follow the instructions? Well, I decided I could use alcohol because they said alcohol now is the new thing. Okay, well, then that's why the car malfunctions. So how do you correct the problem? You got to go back to the manufacturer. You got to read the instructions, clean the car out, clean the gas tank out, reload it with unleaded gas, and then you correct the problem, and then the car runs and operates as it was designed to run and operate. So you create a problem by being disobedient. To correct the problem is to repent and ask for forgiveness for yourself and then follow the manufacturer's instructions. Now, that was an example of a product. You are a product made by God, called a human. God is your manufacturer, creator. When you made the mistake and you repent, then you go to the manual, which is the Bible, for his instructions, and then you follow them. You'll be amazed at what happened. You will get the results promised if you believe what he said. So the solution to your problem is in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. He said you must. It's not an option. You must love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciple if you love one another. Now, do what he said. Follow the instructions and watch and see how you operate. Okay, I'm coming in. Cynthia, what are your comments?
Well, when I got what God said about forgive them for they know not what they do. When I got that, I got it. And when because we like to tell ourselves fallacies. And, guys, that scripture is Luke 23:34 when he says that. We like to tell ourselves lies about we don't need the next person. And so we just that's our way of attempting to protect our hearts. So we try to dismiss the fact that we need people in our lives. So we tell ourselves and we come to believe that we don't need that other person in our lives in order for us to be well. And, yes, sometimes we have to love people from a distance, but there's no distance in spirit. So if your spirit is troubled, then you're going to be troubled. If you have offended or someone you feel that somebody has offended you and you have not made a decision to resolve it by loving that person, finding forgiveness for that person, then, of course, you're going to be troubled in your spirit. And it is not flesh and blood that we wrestle against. It's the spirit that we wrestle against. And so when we are not willing to do this thing the way God has commanded us to do it, then we are troubled in our spirit where the battle is. 1 Corinthians 12:12, because you asked, was you given a good enough example? Further audience, if you want to get the point what Dr. Fletcher was saying, 1 Corinthians 12:12-27, when God say one body, but many parts. And so, Dr. Fletcher, I got it. I told myself for years that I didn't need my parents. I told myself for years that I didn't need my mother. But every time I would hear a group of women talking about how their mother was their best friend, I would be perturbed. And because I was troubled by it, that suggests that what I had told myself wasn't sufficient and that it was a lie. Do that make sense? And so I really worked on when you challenged me to go to my mother, I had to find the forgiveness in order that I can even make that step to go to my mother and get the answers that I needed. So, and even if I had not got the answers from her or her sharing with me, because a lot of people are, it's too painful for them to go back and they will never share with you. I just was blessed that my mother was willing to share with me her experience in life as to what happened to her not being in her first set of children's lives. And so, and sometimes we are so bent on getting an explanation that we don't allow forgiveness to come in. You may never get that that explanation or that I'm sorry. But your job is not about her, it's about you. Your job is to find forgiveness for your mother, for your daughter, for your sister. Because in the absence of that, we will always be troubled in our spirit. God even tells us if we have offended someone to go to that brother or sister. So it's all about a spiritual thing, Dr. Fletcher, and until we get it, we will be troubled because we're simply not doing what God has told us to do.
That is it. Okay. Whew.
Thanks for allowing me to share.
You're welcome. You got to follow the instructions. See, that's what happens. We want the results, but we don't follow the instructions. It's not a hard thing to do, but you can't follow the instructions if you don't pick up the Bible. You won't even know what he means and what he's saying if you don't pick up the Bible. Hold one second. Let me bring Deborah in.
Okay.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
We're talking about, you know, you got to follow the instructions. I mean, you go out and buy a computer or you buy some equipment, and I've seen people sit down and read it or buy something they have to put together, and it's got 150 pieces, and they'll read everything on that instruction sheet. No, you got to take this one. Don't let two people be putting it together at one time. Now, it's this time, that time of year where husband and wives are going to just really fall out trying to put together Santa Claus. You know what I mean? They, you know, because they got to put these, they got to assemble these things, and it's the night before Christmas, and everybody fussing, and the part is missing, and what do you do? And how did they know the part was missing? Because they actually read the instructions. How dare you read the instructions of a product but can't read the instructions of a human that God placed in your life for you to assemble in life, but you don't read the instructions. You're just going to wing it. Just going to raise a human being any way you want.
But on the flip side of that, we don't want to read the instructions, so we try to figure it out. And we make a bigger mess than what was originally designed to do. So that's it right there.
Yeah, it's gonna wing it. Go ahead, Deborah. I'm sorry.
You started talking about the beginning of the topic about the problem and working on the solution, immediately math came to my mind. And so, as far as I know, that every problem has an answer. There's a solution. There's a process to get to the solution. And there's the objective to start on the left side of the equation.
Uh-huh.
If you don't start on the side of the equation to understand what the problem is, there's a possibility you could probably guess the answer, but you still will be dumb to know how to solve the problem. And so God said, I gave you my word, and in my word there's a solution for everything that's under the sun. Because when I made the world, I didn't leave anything out. He said, but you got to know that in loving individuals, there's going to be some prerequisite, some thing called patience, stubbornness, kindness, meekness, gentleness, forgiving. And then when you practice those things, it's easy to get to the solution. But when you ain't got no patience with anybody, it's hard to get to the solution. Because the patience is on the other side of the equation. And God is saying, well, you ain't being meek and easy with one another. Don't be rough. Don't say it harsh. Say what you mean what you say this means. Just don't
come
say
on it. Now.
And so I've learned that communication is key, because everything starts with a word. She made me mad what she said. She made me mad what she did. I don't understand her. There's no understanding. There's a lack of communication. Kids grow up with feelings, and they're feeling when they get 13 that I should be able to do what I want to do, how I want to do it, even though you sponsor the bill. You can't tell me nothing, but you sponsor the bill. You sponsor my medical bill. You sponsor the school bill. You sponsor all these bills. But I'm growing up into that stage where I'm curious and I want to understand me and I want to explore. I don't understand boundaries. And so there's a gap in there with communication with maybe the sibling and the mother talking about, you know, well, there's certain things, the way you say it, don't do that. I told you to stay home, but I catch you with that boy. No, bring it on home. Let me just tell you what happens when you cross boundaries, unwanted pregnancies. You forfeit the opportunity to grow up without responsibility. I mean, break it down to them. Let me tell you what happens when you do drugs. Don't be screaming, you're going to court. No. Bring it down. Meekness. Humbleness. Say what you mean what you say, just don't say it mean. Even though you are the authority figure, you're the parental individual that's supposed to be responsible, but there's a way to bring a word. I've seen some relationships in the stores and stuff with people, and just 10 minutes in the store let me know what kind of communication there is. And some of that communication that I observe is pretty harsh coming from the older people. And then when the younger ones give it back, it's disrespectful. Being meek, being, you know, say what you mean, and they know you the boss. They know you call the shots. They know, you know what I'm saying. And so I believe that kids will talk more if they felt that welcoming. You know, even though they know that it's wrong, they still be like, Mom, you know, you know, when I see this guy, I get this warm feeling inside, you know, or when I smell this weed, I just had, when I drink, I feel like it makes, you know, it's about a feeling, how you feel. So let's talk about those things. But there's a lack of communication. So when you communicate, when you learn that communication is key, when you learn that every problem has a solution, when you learn the word got everything you need, it's just a matter of how I get it, how I tap into it. You tap into it by meditating and let God speak to you your particular issue, whatever your issue is. It might be forgiveness. He's going to lead you to that chapter. It might be, you know, everything is in the word. Like I say, problems equals solution. Like 7 + 7 equals, there's something on the other side of the equal. But you got to have a 7 and something to go together. So you got a mother and daughter. It's got to go together. How do you get from there to the equation side and on the other side of the equation side? Something plus something got to go together.
Yeah.
Got to have a partnership. You got to have an understanding. And so I just believe that the solution is the word. And if you ain't there, then you're probably going to miss the solution. And you're probably just going to be running around trying to find the word. But I remember even going back to what Cynthia said. Let's just change gears for a minute. About how I said I ain't need my mother. So here we go, mess up the problem. 7 + what equals what? You got to have another something to get to the other side. Even if you got something on the other side, you got to know what you're missing to plug it in on this side of the equation. 7 + what equals what? Mom plus daughter, mom plus daughter, I needed my mom, and I said I didn't need her. I ran away from home, and I said, oh, I don't need them. I'll make it on my own. Well, the world gave me some stuff. It was 7 + question mark equals what I got, life sentence. Arkansas, put away, y'all. You know, start on my record. You know, I got a lot of things, 7 + what, the world. So I did need my mom to explain to me what marijuana do and what boys do. Well, I never got a baby, but I experienced all that stuff that you do to get a baby. But I didn't have that communication because I said I didn't need my mom. So it was just 7 + nothing equals what I got. You know? And so I believe that we got something plus something, x, y to the second power plus what, times what? It's got x to the second power. Got to go with something to equal something. So you got to have that spirit of unity. You got to be able to come together. And if you can't come together, you ain't going to get to the solution. Because every problem got something to go with it to get to where it got to go. And so if you ain't got mom ain't got daughter, there's no solution. They don't know what they do. You know? So I could go on. I'm making up for last week, praise the Lord. And, you know, and I didn't plan to say all this because I was in there having a situation in the bathroom. And, you know, my cold still coming up. So I'm like, oh, Lord, I need to, you know, help me now. Right down to the minute when you say, you know, so yeah, you let me out of the yard and down the street now, you know what I mean? I believe, Lord, that we need to ask God how to be first unified. Because the arm can't say to the elbow, I don't need you. The knee can't say to the ankle, I don't need you. Because if my ankle hurting, my knee going to know it. Trust me, right now. If the ear can't hear, my nostrils going to know it, you know? My eyes going to know it. And, you know, and everything is connected. It's something going to know that something ain't acting right. So I ask God to give me spirit to act right. Give me an upright spirit. Give me a spirit of unity. Give me a spirit of love. Give me a spirit of forgiveness. Lord, forgive me because I've done wrong. So he says, I will forgive you as you forgive others. Keyword, A-S, big little word, big responsibility. As means likewise. And I said, Lord, forgive me. He said, like you forgave that girl you still mad with. No, Lord, not like that, Lord, no. Don't forgive me like that. He said, well, you know, likewise. He said, tighten up. Lord, forgive me, Lord. Now, what about that with that guy? With that guy you see 30 years later, you said, no, God, not like that. No. Forgive me like you forgive me. Not like God. I got residue, drops of residue when I see them, and I know it ain't gone. And I said, Lord, forgive me as I forgive. He said, okay. As you forgive others, I'm going to do you. No, God. Amen. Not like that. So you gotta,
amen.
Lord, if you can't forgive me, it's so heavy, Lord, take it away. Because I can't do it on my own. Help me, Lord, because it's too heavy for me. God will cleanse your heart.
Amen.
Make it better.
Yeah.
So we got to forgive one another. We got to learn the spirit of unity. We got to communicate. You know, 1 + 1 equals something. Got to be something plus something. Mother and daughter, daughter and daughter, sister and sister. Get to the solution. Let it go. Whatever it is, it might be hard, it might be rough, for God to say, hey, I don't forgive you for some of that stuff you did, and you did some stuff, Jumper. Woo! Jesus. Don't
Amen.
Don't bring it. You know, so I
All
need
right.
a solution else in the Word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's it right there. Well, you know what, Debbie? You just led us right on up to it. Hold on a minute. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Well, ladies, that was a wonderful show. I'm telling you, Debbie, you brought it up from the rail. It couldn't have been no better ending. I enjoyed it. It was wonderful. Anything y'all want to say? We are on our last audience. We just want to say thank you. It was a great show.
Let me just leave them with two scriptures, Psalms 19:14 and Psalms 37:30. And Proverbs 12:25. That'll help them understand where we came from today. Those three verses.
You want to say them again, right quick?
Yes, ma'am. Proverbs 12:25, Psalms 37:30, and Psalms 19:14. That'll give them a roundabout as to what it is that we were trying to convey. It will help them understand what we're saying. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Deborah. That was a wonderful, I mean, you just brought it home. You preached today, girl. You can go ahead and check that off as your sermon. You are initially a minister, pastor as of today. You brought that
Amen.
In. It couldn't have been no better. I appreciate it. God appreciate it. All right, ladies and mothers and daughters out there, you got the word. Follow the instructions. All we can do is deliver it to you, and we hope that you'll hear it and that you'll follow suit. We all have to be doers of the word. I love you guys. You have a great weekend, and we'll see
love you
here
guys too.
Next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye, Peggy.